This presentation is by Midwest Echo Ministries, Jesus Purifies the Leaders. On October 8th, 2020, I dreamt of being in a well-decorated hall. It was large with a middle-wide passage running through. The decoration was of gold and light gold trimmings, and the hall was well-lit and bright. It was all so beautiful. I was in the midst of the congregation of the House of Representatives and Senators of the USA. They were discussing and chatting. Everything appears to be all right. Then I was drawn to one of the two main entrances to the hall. The huge door opened halfway as if by itself. A man appeared by the open door. I recognized him immediately as the Lord Jesus Christ. He looked simple in his Middle Eastern wrapper around his waist with bare body from the waist up. He was draped around the waist and in between the legs. He was as when he was hung on the cross in Jerusalem. He said that I should put my hand to his side, the side that he was pierced while on the cross dying for the world. John 19 verses 33 to 34, but when they came to Jesus and found that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. 34 instead, one of the soldiers pierced Jesus' side with a spear, bringing a sudden flow of blood and water. John 20 verse 20, after he said this, he showed them his hands and side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. I put my hand on his wounded side. I was transformed and he disappeared. Immediately, I was full of energy, power, and supernatural vision. I levitated off the ground and was floating around in the hall of the leaders. Some people in the hall now looked changed, as I could now see the spiritual state of the leaders. Many now showed terrible spiritual possessions and were lording and dominating the average ones in their discussions. The discussions were not even. As I watched the episodes, I became aware of a woman sitting on the hall floor in a meditating mood, casting spells and influencing the leaders. Her power was intense and flowing out on the people, representatives and senators who I noticed changed and not normal. She was for perversion, genocide, antichrist, and against God in all ways. She was enabling them and inducing them with supernatural powers. A very popular female politician. I have never met her in life, but saw in the vision that she has many demonic powers in her, which she uses to manipulate people, especially the leaders. Immediately I noticed her. I floated towards her and she rose for assault and fight. I spoke to the spirits in her, binding them and casting them out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The words of command flow out of me with boldness. I commanded her out of the hall. As I spoke, binding the evil demons in her, sending them to the sea, I was getting closer to her and she was retreating. The episode continued until she was out through the other door. She was all the time facing me while pulling back. She actually walked backwards until she was outside the building. I woke up and wondered what has been influencing things all along. The elect, Christians, need to pray using the authority of the believer to set the leaders free of demonic oppression. 1 Timothy 2 verses 1 to 4, I urge, then, first of all, that petitions, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for all people, two for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. 3, this is good and pleases God our Savior, for who wants all people to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth. Midwest Echo Ministries. Email midwestechoministry@gmail.com. P.O. Box 735, Binghamton, New York, USA. Visit www.midwestecho.com.